My medievalism's affectation, born of a morbid love of admiration. If you're anxious for to shine in the highest aesthetic line as a man of culture rare, you must give up all the germs of the transcendental terms and plant them everywhere. You must lie upon the daisies and discourse in novel phrases of your complicated state of mind. The meaning doesn't matter if it's only idle chatter of a transcendental kind. And everyone will say, as you walk your mystic way, if this young man expresses himself in terms too deep for me, why, what a very cause of any kind of you, this kind of you must be. Be eloquent in praise of the very dull days which have long since passed away, and convince them if you can that the reign of Queen Anne was culture's palmiest day. And of course you will woo-woo everything that's fresh and new, and declare it's crude and mean. For archstone short in the crucifixion court, the Empress Josephine. And everyone will say, as you walk your mystic way, if that's not good enough for him, which is good enough for me, why, what of any cultivated kind of you, this kind of you must be. Then a sentimental passion of a vegetable fashion must excite your languid spleen. An attachment a la Plato for a bashful young potato, but not too French French bean. Though the Philistines may jostle, you may rank as an apostle in the high aesthetic band. If you walk down Piccadilly with a poppy or a lily, then you met the evil hand. And everyone will say, as you walk your flowery way, with a vegetable love which would certainly not suit me. Why, what a most particularly pure young man this pure young man must be. Hearted one who finds all else hollow is pleased with thee. For you are not hollow, are you?
No, thanks. I have dined. I beg your pardon. I interrupted you.
Life is made up of interruptions. The tortured soul yearning for solitude rise under them. Oh, but my heart is away. Oh, I am a cursed thing. Don't go!
I'm very sorry.
Well, tell me, girl, do you ever yearn? No. Do you know what it is to be heart hungry? Do you know what it is to yearn for the indefinable and yet to be brought face to face daily with the multiplication table? Do you know what it is to seek oceans, to find puddles? Oh, that's my case. Oh, I am a cursed thing. Oh, don't go! Don't be frightened. It's only poetry.
Well, if that's poetry, I don't like poetry.
Don't you? I trust her. Patience. You don't.
don't like poetry, well, between you and me, I don't like poetry. It's hollow, unsubstantial, unsatisfactory, patience. I have long loved thee. Let me tell you a secret. I'm not as bilious as I look. I'll cut my hair if you like. There's more innocent fun within me than a casual spectator would imagine. Why, you have never seen me frolicsome. You're a good girl, a very good girl, and someday you shall. If you are fond of touch and go, jocularity, this is the shop for it. Henceforth, a blank. I don't care what becomes of me. I only ask that you do not betray my confidence. Although you despise me, I am extremely popular with the other young ladies.
I only ask that you leave me and never renew the subject.
Certainly. Broken-hearted and desolate, I go. Call it hot foam.
I despise it. Many people prize it.
Changed me?
15 years? Oh, what do you mean?
Well, have you forgotten the friend of your youth? Your Archibald? Your little playfellow? Oh, Kronos, this is too bad of you. Situation when I tell you that it is my hideous destiny to be madly loved at first sight by every woman I come across.
Why do you make yourself so picturesque? Why not disguise yourself, disfigure yourself? Anything to escape this persecution.
That may not be. These gifts, irksome as they are, were given to me for the enjoyment and delectation of my fellow creatures. I am a trustee for beauty, and it is my duty to see that the conditions of my trust are faithfully discharged.
And you too are a poet?
I am the apostle of simplicity. I am called Archibald the All Right, for I am infallible.
And can it be that you condescend to love such a girl as I?
Yes, Patience, that sounds strange. I have loved you with a Florentine 14th century frenzy for full 15 years. We shall live and die together.
I swear it.
We both swear it.
Horror.
What's the matter?
Well, why, you are perfection. A source of endless ecstasy to all who know you.
Why, that's true.